And today is May 15th, 2012. It is 5:38 Pacific time, 8:38 Eastern time, and this is the PNB Technology Committee call to order.
Task force.
So I've got a roll call.
Let me do it, please.
Okay, go ahead, Otis.
I'm requesting that. Ken Aaron.
Here.
John L. Miller.
Here.
Jessica Apollinar. Okay. Janet Coleman. Russell Dale. Kathy Davis. Kiana Faircloth. Revelyn Gold. Janet Coburn.
Here.
Ali, Lexa, Liana Lopez, Henry Knorr, I know you're here.
Here.
Michael Novick, Afian Wangaza, George Ryder.
Here.
Oh, all right. Brian Shirotsuki. Dan Siegel, Michelle Smith, Noodles. Okay, well, we got five people here.
And someone just joined us.
Somebody else.
Oh, yeah, who just came on?
Hello.
Brian Shirotsuki here.
Who's that?
This is Brian, Otis.
Oh, Brian, okay.
Hi, Otis. This is Carolyn Burden. I'm on this committee, and you didn't call my name.
Ah,
task force.
That's interesting. Got to add you to the committee.
Okay.
Brian Blair is here also.
Who
did you hear me?
Fred Blair, Otis.
Well, it looks like I have to add them to the committee because I don't see their names.
And Brian's last name and what station?
No, I do see Carolyn is here and Fred Blair is here. They're on the committee.
Okay, thank you. What is Brian, what's your last name?
My last name is Shirotsuki, and it was my understanding this was a task force rather than a committee.
And what station are you with, Brian?
Well, I'm in Berkeley.
Speak louder, please, Brian.
In Berkeley, but I don't know that I'm particularly representing anybody. I'm here to help on this task force.
Are you a member of the KPFA?
I do not believe I am presently a member of Pacifica Foundation.
I'm sorry, could you speak a little clearer? Are you a listener sponsor at KPFA?
I do not believe I am presently a member of Pacifica Foundation.
Okay. You're not a member.
He's actually a volunteer and streams meetings for us, and that technically means he's a volunteer, and he probably is a member because he does a certain amount of work for us, and he's a specialist in technology, which is why we asked him to join the task force.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, so that's good. All right, well, that's a lot of people already. That's
six.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll read off the names. Henry Knorr, Janet Coburn, Fred Blair. Oh, Michael Novick's not here. Ken Aaron, Ian, George, Carolyn, Otis, and John. That's seven. Okay, so just as a note, the consensus is that since we're operating as a task force, members do not have to be LSB or PNB members. They can just be in the task force. Of course, I think at any point in time, the body can decide to accept or reject a new member. I don't think, Governor Brown could join without our consent. There's got to be some buy-in there. But anyhow, let's proceed with the agenda that we do have at this time. So the agenda I sent out, this is just something I put together to get us going. The first thing after what we've done is, I left out approved minutes. I should have put that in. But the next thing we have is elect a chair and secretary pro tem. Then should be approved.
Well, was there anything, Otis, was there anything you wanted to add to the agenda?
Hold it a minute. John, let me run the meeting until
okay.
the chair is elected.
Okay.
So the agenda is elect a chair and secretary pro tem, implementation of PNB ruling on operating as a task force, policy on technology documentation, decision to use Yahoo Group or Pacifica Group, telephone conferencing interface, and then set up agenda for the next meeting and adjourn at, I have 9 p.m. West Coast time, which is 11. John already originated, he'd like to end it an hour earlier or leave an hour earlier, like at 8 West Coast time. We could shoot.
Well, 9 West Coast time is midnight Eastern.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's really wrong. I would correct that. My intent was to say 8, not 9.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the agenda. The only thing I'd recommend adding is approving your minutes, if we have a set of minutes. And anybody else want to change anything on the agenda? Okay, so I'll...
Otis, did you want to talk about...
I just wanted to say there was one thing about the collecting documentation.
Yeah, we're going to discuss that.
We need to do that in executive sort of session.
What?
We can't really do that in the open.
Why is that? It's a policy.
There's some personnel issues that
it's
might
personnel
be
issue.
Part of the discussion.
But there are no names.
There's no names. One moment. You're saying that we, well, let's put it this way. We can discuss it as a policy without getting into, if we did have to discuss individual people, then we could go into closed session. But as a policy, I know that this documentation, the motion is to make it part of the general manager's duties. So that's just policy. It doesn't have to do with who's doing it.
Would it make a difference if I said I'd really greatly prefer to discuss it in closed session?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Could we do that at the time? Because I like when we're doing agenda,
sure.
Let's take agenda, because otherwise we'll get all over the place.
This is Janet Kay. I have a question about process and how does one get to speak. Can we have a stack keeper or something like that?
Right. I'll keep the stack, and the way to speak is you say, this is Jack, add me to the stack, and then you wait your turn, and the moderator or chair, who's ever running it, calls on you. The only way to interrupt is on a point of information or actually an objection. You don't really, you can say I have an objection, but you can't just start talking. And you could say you have a point of information, and you have to be recognized by the chair at all times to speak. You can't just speak. You could say, I want to be recognized, or you can have a point of information, or have an objection, or I have to, personal privilege is when I have to excuse yourself to go to the bathroom or something. But in all cases, or please add me to the stack, you have to be recognized by the chair to speak. Okay, so we went over the agenda. Does anybody want to add anything to the agenda? I want to add... approval of minutes after we elect the chair and secretary. Anybody else want to add anything to the agenda? Okay, good. So therefore, without objection, the agenda's set. And now let's elect a chair pro tem that's just for this meeting. And does anybody have a nomination?
I know.
Carolyn.
Carolyn, anybody else? Carolyn, you want to make a statement?
Well, I just wanted to ask a question. I'm sorry I wasn't here at the last meeting, and I'm not too sure. I see on the agenda, is it true that we're not sure whether we're a task force or a committee yet? Is that actually an item to be discussed?
Carolyn, yes, we're going to discuss that when we get to it in the agenda. But first,
well, I'm wondering if that's the case, perhaps we should wait to elect a chair until after that is settled.
Carolyn, we're electing a chair for this meeting. It's a chair pro tem.
George,
just for this meeting. Okay. All right. Good enough. Well, all right. Then I'll nominate you for chair pro tem.
Okay. Any other nominations for chair?
I nominate George Ryder.
And who's that?
I'm going to decline.
Okay. Any other nominations?
But thank you.
Okay. Thank you, George. Any other nominations? Okay. Thank you. So Ken Aaron is the chair for this meeting only. And now, a secretary for this meeting. Otis, you volunteer.
No, I don't. I let Janet do it. I've got a bug, and I found my bug. But it's not going to be really precise, and Janet was really good at taking notes, I know.
Okay. Janet, are you willing to be chair for this meeting?
Secretary.
Secretary, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Do you accept that?
Yes.
Okay. Any other nominations for secretary? Okay. All right. So Ken Aaron is the chair, and Janet Coburn is the secretary. And now we go on to the next item on the agenda, which is approving the minutes. Were the minutes distributed?
Stack.
And who?
Stack.
You have to say your name.
Oh,
John. John Almella.
And who was after that?
Janet K.
Janet. Okay. So John.
You don't have any minutes because you haven't met yet. This is your first meeting of official meeting of the year because before you were a committee, and therefore you didn't get quorum. There are no minutes.
Okay,
so there's nothing to
Janet?
Approve.
Okay, Janet.
Well, I took notes and posted them. So if that's what we want to approve, I don't know, but.
George
okay.
for the stack.
George?
I thought that we were already a task force in the last meeting.
Nope.
The PNB decision
okay,
had
John,
already been
please.
Made.
Okay. All right, George, let me answer that. But John, no comment, just ask to be on the stack. The group assigned itself as a task force, but since then we got a motion passed in the PNB clarifying it. So technically, if John wants to be technical about it and saying the notes are not official because we didn't have the sanction of the PNB to be a task force. Anybody else on this about the minutes? Okay. Does the group want to accept Janet's notes as minutes for the last meeting?
Yes.
Which wasn't a meeting.
I vote yes.
Okay. Any object to that? Okay, and does anybody object to the minutes that Janet distributed, the notes she distributed? Okay, nobody objects. So those are accepted as notes of the unofficial task force that met in the previous meeting. And we move forward on the agenda. And this is discussing now what the PNB ruled on. This unofficial task force came up with this motion, and I presented it at the PNB, and it was approved. The April 26th meeting, and the statement is that the tech committee will be allowed to operate as a task force until such time as the group can be reestablished as a committee. So that's it. It's nice and open-ended, and that's our status. So we are allowed to operate as a task force until such time be reestablished as a committee. I just want to point out that the tech committee is a standing committee defined in the bylaws. There's a few other committees that were set up by the PNB on their own volition, but they're not detailed in the bylaws, but the technology committee is. Okay. Does anybody have any questions or comments about that PNB statement? Good. So now we go, we're moving right ahead into the technology documentation. Now, was that distributed? Does everybody have a copy of that?
I have one.
Does anybody have a copy of it?
I have one.
Somewhere.
Point of information, Janet Kay.
Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so I had distributed it, I think, 2 months ago, and it's on the documentation site of the PNB. I don't know what to call it. I posted
the
it there.
The documentation site.
Yeah, Document Exchange, PNB Document Exchange. And I meant to post it. I did some minor revisions that I copied and pasted into an email I sent out to everyone, very minor. And I meant to post the whole thing then, and it, for some reason it didn't work, and I just posted it before the meeting, so if people want to log in or go to their email, or I can explain what the difference, what the change.
Okay.
Basically,
what was
basically
the
has to do with the change from committee to task force.
Okay, Janet, what date did you send out the last copy so people can find
it? I just sent it out. Well, the date that I sent the email was Sunday, May 13th,
mm-hmm.
at 11:38 p.m. Pacific time, so I don't know what time you, other people got it.
Okay. Well, I have a copy in my email from April 26th. I don't see the one from Sunday. But you sent out an email.
I have
on
the one
Sunday?
From Sunday.
Okay. So, can we, Janet,
you
worked on the motion mostly. Why don't you speak about it? But before you do, I wanted to make sure everybody has a copy. I know Brian probably didn't get a copy.
It's Janet.
No, I have a
Janet.
Copy of the bid at 13.
Janet
Brian, did you get a copy?
Janet C., yes. What?
Hiya, Janet C.
Hi.
Brian, did you get a copy?
I have a copy that dated May 13th, which was about 20 minutes ago.
Okay, very good. Janet, what's the URL to get the documentation, to get the copy off the Pacifica site?
URL? It's not really a URL. I think.
No, I don't think you should give that out while we're... Public.
I think you have to go to the kpftx.org and then PNBMEN, or you / PNBMEN, and then you log in and go to the document exchange, and it's right
Stack,
there.
Point of information, point of personal privilege.
Go
we
ahead,
really
Tom.
Don't give out URLs to our secure sites in public, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Question. I'm sorry I'm late, but who is there?
A lot of people are here, but you'll be notified who's attending. The chair is Ken Aaron, and the secretary is Janet Krobin. And did you get a copy of the agenda?
Maybe. I don't think so. Because I didn't
know you were emailed.
I didn't know you two were the chair.
Okay, Janet.
For this meeting.
I'm going to email it to
for
you
this
right
meeting.
Now.
Okay.
I'll email it to you right now, the agenda, okay?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. And, Janet, okay, here it comes. And so everybody, hopefully everybody has a copy of the motion for the technical documentation. Okay, does anybody need a copy? Okay.
Could you email that to me, please? Thank you.
What? The
Yeah.
The
I'm looking for it, and I can't seem to find it.
What is this, documentation of an agenda? Is that what we're discussing?
Janet Coleman. Janet, we're following Robert's Rules of Order.
Oh, we are?
If you want to speak, you just have to ask to be recognized. You can't just start talking. You can only talk when you're recognized by the chair. Okay? That's Robert's Rules. Janet K., can you send John L. Mella a copy? Send it to me and John through email.
Hello.
The current version of the technology documentation policy proposal.
Okay.
Hello, this is Ali. I'm here.
Hi, Ali.
How's it going?
Okay.
Hi.
All right. So we're at this point on the agenda where we're talking about the... Policy on Technology Documentation. We hope everybody has a current copy. And now we're going to move to Janet, if you could motivate it, talk about it, and then we'll take a queue of people who want to comment about it.
Well, if you give me a second to email it out to you two.
Okay. And once I get it, I'll send it out to everybody, except I don't have Brian's emails. Oh, I sure I do. Brian's always sending stuff.
Hmm. to log in.
Okay, I'm sending out the most recent one that I posted to the documentation exchange. Sorry.
I don't think I have a PMB member.
All right. I just sent it.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so should I start?
Yeah, speak to the motion. Go ahead.
Okay, well, we did discuss this motion a couple of months ago, whoever was on the call, and now I lost the changes. One second, sorry. To that. Hold on, let me find it. Okay, found it again. So this was to address some of the issues that have not apparently been addressed about disaster recovery and what to do if somebody, the proverbial, gets hit by a truck, somebody who might have access and sole access to accounts or whatever, and then we might lose everything. So this also addresses backups, having backups, and other issues related to software backups and system backups and other kinds of documentation. So that's pretty much what it's about. And so should I just talk about the changes from the last time that we discussed it, minor changes?
Well, I just want to ask you two questions, and I think we should best to go to the queue because the changes, most people are seeing it for the first time, so they won't care about that as a change. My question is, there seem to be two parts to this. One is the motion itself, and then it refers to the details of required documentation will be provided. It says, see first set of requirements. So the motion is one thing, and then the specificity of what's going to be documented is in an attachment.
John L. Mella to the stack.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Okay. Go ahead, John.
Well, I have no problem with the motion. The specification to me looks like a staff. This is something that should be done by staff. This is not a board type of thing. You know, staff does the implementation, board does the overview of, you know, and vision. Once again, I'm bringing this up, that this looks like micromanagement to me.
Okay, not the motion, but
the specifications. Yeah, I'd like to strike the specifications from the motion.
Okay. Anybody else on the stack? Okay, I want to make sure, because if there's nobody else who wants to talk about it, then we can move forward with deciding whether or not to approve this motion.
Well, this is George. I'd like to ask.
Go ahead, George.
I get the sense of, you know, you'd like to have things in place if you lose somebody, but what are the other motivations for this? Why is this coming up? Why is this needed?
I can speak to that. Anybody else?
No.
Okay, well, in order for an organization to operate, it has to know what its components are, especially those that are significant. So right now, management can, you know, rely on, there's various technical aspects to any operation. In ours, there's the computer part, the recording part, the archives, the transmitter, and that can be operated in various departments. It doesn't all have to be one under one guy. And if that management needs to have the information maintained and reported, documented, so it can be reliably supported even in the absence of the person currently supporting it. That it's done in almost all organizations, but we don't seem to have it fairly well. So we're documenting it here and making it an obligation of the general manager has to maintain documentation of all technical aspects of the operation so that management at the station and management at the national office is aware how many transmitters, how many backup generators, how many hard drives, how many microphones, how many servers, where are they and what do they do and who controls them and how old are they. So if we don't know that, then we're just flying blind. And we've had various incidents, I know, at my station, KPFK, where something goes bang, and we're just told, well, you got to replace it. And so we can't take any proactive remedies because we don't know what's there. And
John
and
L. Melda to the stack.
I want to be on the stack, too.
Okay, so we
Janet
got,
C.
Okay, so we got... John and Janet.
Janet can go first, if that's okay with the body.
Sure, she hasn't spoken. Go ahead.
Well, my feeling about such an arrangement is it's extraordinarily elaborate. It's like running an entire library, and it would really require somebody's full-time attention. This would be endless inventorying, really, constant, round the clock, and with so many pieces of equipment that either are repaired, break down, whatever it is, it just you either do it, or you keep a chart of it. I think it would be, for a bare-bones radio operation, this is really a kind of, I think, time-consuming, and for the effort, really not important. Not important
okay.
to the functioning of each of these stations.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. John?
A couple of things. You said that you couldn't make decisions because you didn't know. This document is supposed to be for the national office, right?
Right.
Not for...
I didn't say me.
Governance, right? It's not for governance. It's not for the PNB.
Management, too. Management.
For management, not for governance, right? Not for the PNB. They don't get a copy of it, right?
Well, the bylaws... I mean, I don't want to get into discussion, but go ahead, John.
Well, the point is, first of all, we've started these type of systems. We started working on them when as part of the disaster recovery project a number of months ago. I don't know, Ali, were you on that meeting? I can't remember.
Which meeting?
It was a disaster recovery policy where we started talking about doing inventories. I guess we were talking, we started with the servers and what the servers were running. I think you might have been on that meeting, but I don't remember.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, the point of it, why did you do that, John?
Because we were starting a process.
Well, why?
Why? What's because the purpose? The purpose was sort of national, so we could see what we had. We could share information across the network with the technical departments across the network and kind of keep the some of that information that you're actually requiring.
Okay, but and the reason for keeping it, what's the point in getting...
The reason
like
to keep it is so that we can kind of see what people are using and we can again, share information, so if somebody needs to know how to do something at one station, plus it would be a centralized repository in case there was a problem, in case somebody got hit by a car. This was the reason that we did this. Otis and I worked on the project. We had some of the people on KPFA working with us on it and some of the other stations, and we've had a meeting. It was a couple of months ago... a few months ago because we got involved in other projects.
Okay, great. So anybody else on the stack on this? I just want to be...
Can I be on the stack once more, Janet C?
Janet.
Yeah.
You asked to be on the stack. Thank you.
I have a question.
I understand. Relax. Is anybody else? Okay, go ahead, Janet.
C? excuse me. I'm stunned by the vigor of your Robert's rulery.
Sit down, have a glass of wine, get used to it.
No way, Jose. I think I will retire for the evening. Bye.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. Anything else? Anybody else on the stack? Okay, John, let me ask you a question then.
Sure.
How is it going? What's the status of it?
Status is that we got involved in other projects, which were taking our attention. So it hasn't had any work for a number of months. I did send out a questionnaire for people to fill in, and haven't gotten some responses back.
Okay, so would you say it's 10% or 50% or 100%? How close is it?
I would say maybe 10 or 20%. I think 20% is probably about right.
Okay, very good.
It's an ongoing process, of course.
Right. If this motion, the major part, or one of the major parts of this motion, is to make it an obligation that the general manager is responsible for making sure this data flows up to national. Would that be helpful in getting this kind of disaster recovery information up to national?
I think.
Otis to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Otis.
No, well, John was saying something.
All right, John.
I was just
going to
say when John and I have it, it is national. That's
right.
Where national we are.
Yeah, you guys are national.
What we have right now is a spreadsheet that has all of the information on the servers. What we don't have is information about the individual station stuff. We have a little of that, but not a lot. And part of the problem has to do with actually getting that information.
Right.
So we maintain, you know, in more than one place, more than my head or John's, we maintain the passwords and the stuff that's on the servers and so forth in an Excel spreadsheet.
Okay.
That exists.
So is it helpful if we make this an obligation of the general manager to make sure that the data goes up to you at national?
Well, the thing that you need to know is the issue of slippage. It's just really difficult to do that, and it's a tremendous amount of work, and I cannot say that it shouldn't be done.
Janet, Kay, stack.
Okay, Janet. Anybody else on the stack? Come on. We've got like seven people. Okay, Janet, Kay.
Okay, so I have a question, and I'd like to offer an amendment. Otis, I'm wondering, is there a prioritization? Is there a listing of projects that you guys do, you and John, and or the national office, and a prioritization of those projects? Because you talked about slippage, and I'm assuming that means that some projects go to the bottom of the list or whatever. So I'd like to hear an answer to that, and then I'd like to suggest a motion, an amendment.
I don't think we have a list, but we know what has to be done. It's not like...
In your head?
It's not like... Well, in both our heads, by agreement. We work together. And
yep.
When Arlene's involved, we would speak to Arlene. If money's involved, we speak to Arlene and LaVarne. Most of these things are proposed, you know, internally and then acted on internally. Occasionally I get requests to do things like the list, which came from Summer. A lot of the stuff that I've added to this system has to do with, you know, requests from Summer.
We also provide support for governance as needed, for the staff and affiliates as needed. And we also, there's sometimes things go wrong and we have to handle them at the time. Plus projects, national projects, local projects, we're involved in those also. So things get pushed back sometimes because the priorities change, sometimes on a day-to-day basis.
So now may I suggest
go
my
ahead, Janet.
Amendment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go
just
ahead.
Instead of the bottom of the proposal where in parentheses, see first set of requirements below, that it be first requirements TBD, to be determined.
Well, they should be to be determined. I would make an amendment to that, to be determined by the national staff.
I will not accept that amendment. Can we start with the first requirement to be determined and then...
In that case, I will vote against
George,
this amendment.
Okay, George.
As I see it, this is intended to facilitate a process initiated by the National, by Otis and John, and the purposes they've outlined. And I think the problems that were raised with the specifications that John raised, this is sort of elaborate set of specifications, was correct. I mean, it does seem like micromanagement. And I guess I would like to ask Janet, why does she see an objection to having the sort of things asked for being determined by John and Otis? That would seem to me to make sense. So I would like to ask her that question.
Great. How about responding, Janet?
Okay. It's just that I would prefer that we just say the first requirements to be determined, how they would be determined and by whom. We could discuss at another point whether it might be initially by John and Otis and then with input by the rest of us or by others. That's another possibility. I have a strong background in IT, and I know some others do also, and especially with disaster recovery and other related matters. So I would like to have some input as well. In any case, something that's just more general, first requirements to be determined, and then we can discuss that, how to determine it and who.
Okay, we're at a very good point. We have a motion, we have an amendment, we have an amendment to the amendment, so we can actually vote on it.
Wait, what's the amendment to the amendment?
You said to be determined.
I'm taking notes. I'm trying to take notes.
Okay, okay.
Too,
so your amendment was to be determined.
Okay.
And John's amendment was to be determined by the national staff. So that's an amendment to your amendment.
Okay.
Anybody else to speak on that amendment to the amendment? Okay, kind of vote on that, and then we vote on the amendment, and then we vote on the motion. So, is anybody object to the amendment, which would make it to be determined by national staff?
I have a...
You want to speak to it?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
I mean, what I hear Janet saying was, look, I know something about this. I'd like to participate. And my suggestion would be to make it by the national.
Who is this?
This is George Reiter. And so my suggestion would be to make it by the national staff in consultation with the technology workforce, for instance. That's. So that would be too many amendments to really do all at once, but that would seem to me to make sense and allow interested people to participate in helping out, so to speak.
Okay, well, how does that – would that accommodate you, John?
I would be willing to accept recommendations from this committee, but not requirements.
Okay, so how would you phrase it, John? To be determined by the national staff
with recommendations
or with recommendations from the technology committee.
Okay.
Is that correct?
That's fine.
Technology Task Force/Committee.
Okay. It's just called the Technology Task Force. Okay. So now, does anybody object to this amendment to say, with recommendations, to be determined by the national office with recommendations from the Technology Task Force?
Just point of information, Janet Kay.
Go ahead.
So would this be replacing, John, your initial amendment to the amendment?
Yes.
This yes.
Would be, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, anybody object to that? Okay, so that passes. So now the amendment we're making is we're changing the last line of the motion to say the part that's in the requirements to be determined by the national office with recommendations.
National staff.
Okay, say it again. You read it, Janet. You're the secretary.
The first requirement to be determined by the national staff with recommendations from the Technology Task Force.
Thank you. Anybody object to that amendment?
I only question the word first. I'm not sure what you mean by when you say the first requirements.
Here it is. It's a sentence above it. Could you read that? The details of the required documentation will be provided by the national office and may from time to time be updated as technology and operations change. Okay? So that's why the first set of requirements to be determined by the national staff with recommendations from the Technology Task Force.
Okay.
So the updates will be from the national office.
I also have
That's fine. I just didn't know what Janet meant. But she said the first requirements, that's all.
Okay. John,
point of information.
I think that the first full report will be due within 3 months of the date of this proposal. I'd like to strike that because it will be implemented as time allows. If there are other critical functions, I don't see that this is not as critical as some of the critical functions we deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, we're on to a second amendment now. So this is in which paragraph?
This is in under the policy technology third paragraph. Basically, the first full report will be due within 3 months, and I want that struck in. And it will be, it'll be due because what I see, if I can speak to this,
go ahead.
Is that we will work on parts of it at a time, get that information, and then move to the next part. Because if we ask everybody for all this for the information that we determine we need all at once, we're going to have an overload and we will get no information. So I think the best way is to ask for small groups of information at a time, get that in, and we'll integrate them into some type of master spreadsheet or document.
Okay, let me put myself on the stack and say that's fine, but in Pacifica, as time allows, I hope I live that long.
Means never.
How about by the end of 2012?
That's agreeable. Is that agreeable to you, Otis?
I'm only thinking in terms of that. Can I speak for a second? Because what we're saying.
Yeah, go ahead, Otis. Sure.
The information that John and I have, we have. Okay. The real issue has to do with getting the information from the other stations, and that has to do with cooperation and willingness. Janet added to her motion. That the committee would be willing to, basically facilitate that. And that's actually really important because that's probably how it's going to get done. We have, John and I have, it's a big year.
We get two PNB meetings. We've got the convention. We have NFCB and GRC. And so I'm not, we have a lot of stuff now, you know, which we can do. The real issue is getting the information from the stations about the setup there. And it's real hard to guarantee when that would be done. But why don't we just say provisionally the end of the year and, you know, see how we do.
That's, good.
That would be my suggestion.
But I'm
only putting
point
that in as a caveat.
Point of information, Janet
Kay.
Okay,
who's
Kay.
That?
Janet
Kay. Go ahead.
So, Ken, your amendment is to replace...
First full report will be due by the end of 2012.
It's to replace John's striking within 3 months to the, of the date this proposal
yeah.
goes into effect with implemented as time allows. Yours is implemented by the end of 2012, and then suggesting implemented. Otis is suggesting provisionally implemented by the end of 2012. Adding in the word provisionally, is that correct, Otis?
Well, what I was thinking was just so that I wouldn't necessarily add it because we could always come back and say, you know, we're having a problem here or something like that, you know, and I think I would just leave it and say, yeah, let's try to do it by then. And, you know, if we run into a problem, we communicate.
Let's put provisionally in there so that we're not caught, you know.
Okay, John.
Okay.
So how would it be stated, Otis? The first full report will be completed provisionally by the end of 2012?
Excellent. Very good.
Okay. Are you got that, Janet?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody object to that amendment? Okay. So now to go back to the, now we're going to discuss the whole full motion that everybody hopefully read. So it's a long one.
Wait a minute. There's also something that I just realized, that in the first paragraph, you want to add following requirements to the job descriptions. I don't think you can, general managers and operation managers, some of those are, you can't do that. Some of those are union positions. I think that's an HR issue, and I don't think you can just, that the technology committee can dictate job descriptions within the network. I think that is problematic the way that's worded.
And George, the stack. Okay. John, we can't do anything. This goes to the PNB.
Wait a minute.
Now let's go to Janet and then George.
Yes.
Janet?
Yes. The wording says that the task force recommends that the PNB direct, et cetera, the executive director, to add the following.
Okay.
It's not the task force that's adding this.
Okay. Point taken.
Okay. George?
I was going to make that point.
Okay. All right. So back to the motion. Is there any objection to this motion as amended?
I would like.
I have a problem with it.
Go ahead, George.
We've said that, you know, the first full report will be due by the end of the year, but we've also got something left in it about the documentation will be updated on a quarterly basis. So that's saying 3 months from now you're supposed to produce the documentation, which is. You're supposed to have a full report on by the end of the year. It's a little bit contradictory. So, I think from what John said earlier, I mean, I think they envision this as a kind of rolling process where as they dig deeper into it, they'll ask for and expect to get more information. And this is intended to make their expectation happen, which seems fine. So I guess I would suggest. Just strike that on a quarterly basis, or say something after the point about it in 2012. Subsequently, you know, reports will be expected on a quarterly basis, something like that.
Well, can you make a more solid recommendation, George?
Okay, to make it simple, I'll just say strike out. This documentation will be updated on a quarterly basis, and the updates will be reported to the National Secretary Office and the Chief Technical.
Okay, Janet.
Hello?
K.
It's too fast for me to...
He just wanted to strike the sentence. This documentation will be updated on a quarterly basis. Okay, now we go to Janet K.
One second. Okay, so I would like to amend your amendment with the intention of updating on a quarterly basis. Would that work?
Well, that's not a proper sentence. Could you restate it? The documentation should be...
Where's the quarterly...
It's in the third paragraph, the one that starts the general manager.
This documentation is intended to be updated on a quarterly basis. Just adding intended.
I would accept that if you put the sentence after the first full report will be due by end of 2012, and then if you say this afterwards, it makes it clear that subsequently you're supposed to update it on a quarterly basis.
Two changes. I have a recommendation. I'm going to put myself on the stack here. Combine George's and take the whole sentence.
Which one?
That sentence. This documentation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How can I do this? And put it at the end, as the last sentence in that paragraph, and change it to, this documentation will be updated on a timely basis rather than a quarterly basis.
Can we have as needed?
Yeah, sure. On a timely basis, as needed. And put it after, as the last sentence in that paragraph. That's my amendment. So we take out the wrote quarterly basis because, as John and Otis explained to us, it's a rotating phenomenon. So that's my amendment. That's my substitute amendment, knocking anything else off the board. Anybody object to that amendment? Okay, you got it, Janet?
Close.
And we need to take out first set of requirements below. Can we take that?
Yeah, well, we've already done
already
that.
Did.
Oh, okay, great.
Somebody is in a windstorm.
Okay, just to be, Janet, you've got it now. Could you read it without any, just the motion itself?
Okay. I need a minute or about a minute to do this. 1 second.
Okay.
Or 1 minute.
Can you send that out to us again, Janet? Is that possible?
Not yet.
How about after it gets approved? Let's just
I'd like to be able to read it as before I vote on it.
You want to read it before we vote on it?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. If you send it to me, Janet, I'll redistribute it to everybody except Brian. I don't seem to have Brian's email. Actually, you have most of the emails, Janet. Just send
If you just send it to TechList, it'll get to everybody.
Okay.
Sorry, but
all right.
But
one more.
Brian will get
make
it too.
Sure. All right. I think I have it. Well, it doesn't look pretty, but I'm sending it.
We forgive you. We forgive you. I hope it works if you send it to TechList. My reputation is on.
All right, it's out. So will somebody let us know if they received it? Otherwise, I have some individual names.
I got it.
Oh, I just got a Groupon email.
I got it. I got it, Janet. Oh, no, Janet, this is too messy. You have to clean it up and make it perfect.
Okay, I've got it, too. This is very good, Janet. All right, now we're going to have a moment of 20 seconds. Well, let's have a half a minute, and everybody can read it.
Okay, I haven't got it yet.
Who's that?
Now I've got it. It's okay.
Oh,
it's
okay.
George. But
oh, George.
Does somebody want to read it for the stream?
Yeah, that's a good point. Janet, you have a very good speaking voice. Why don't you read it for the stream?
Oh, thank you. All right, here goes. Technology Documentation Policy Proposal. The Pacifica National Board Technology Task Force recommends that the Pacifica National Board direct the Executive Director to add the following requirements to the job description of the General Manager and or Operations Manager of all business units, friends, Station, Pacifica Radio Archives, National Office, end paren. The General Manager shall maintain accurate documentation of all technological implementations and equipment under his/her charge. This will include a full physical inventory list of all equipment, a separate inventory of all applications and system software, and a listing of all service providers and contracts, including internet accounts and services, all software backup procedures, and all equipment, hardware, software, data, and systems access information. At any time, the National Office can ask for the full report of all technology implementations and equipment. This documentation will be updated on a timely basis as needed, and the updates will be reported to the National Office Secretary and the Chief Technical Officer. The first full report will be implemented as time allows. The General Manager is expected to assign staff as needed to complete these surveys, but the General Manager remains responsible for the accuracy and timeliness of the reports. Members of the PNB Technical Committee, or should be Technology Committee, I'll fix that, Task Force, will make themselves available and find other volunteers to help with the task. The details of required documentation will be provided by the National Office and may, from time to time, be updated as technology and operations change.